A New York City cab driver arrives at a firehouse with a 5-month-old baby. He says a customer abandoned the child in his taxi. For a couple of days, the cab driver is the talk of the town, a good Samaritan, a tabloid hero. That is, until he admits to knowing the baby's father. Now his livery license has been revoked, and he could be facing jail time. That's just part of an increasingly twisted plot unfolding in New York today, and we now have Tina Moore on the line. She's a police reporter for the New York Daily News, and she's been covering this story. Take us back to last week and how this story broke.
It was quite shocking at first. This angelic-looking little baby, police released her photo immediately, hoping that the mother or father would see her and want her back, and it won the hearts of every New Yorker who read or saw the story.
The baby, we've learned, is named Daniela.
Yes.
Now, what was the driver's story? How was it that somebody could have entered his car with the baby and left without it?
He said that the gentleman he picked up asked him to stop at a pay phone and then ran. He said the baby was still in his car. He drove immediately, he said, to the firehouse.
The driver, a man named Claver Salima, is he from Ecuador? Is that what I read?
Yes.
Well, what happened after that, after his day in the sun?
Well, he didn't actually have much sun because he didn't want to talk to reporters much at first. He was really the reluctant hero. Police said he began to really seem unsure about his story, and he gave in. He told them that the baby was actually brought in his cab by his girlfriend of 2 weeks and her brother, who is the baby's father. The brother apparently told his sister that he needed to do this. He couldn't handle the baby anymore, that the infant's mom had left him or at least disappeared for a time, and he couldn't find anyone else to take the baby.
Another wrinkle in the story, the baby's mother turns out to be a teenager, a very, very young girl.
She's 14 years old, and the dad is 27, so police are still looking for the father. So when they find him, he could be facing some pretty serious charges.
Now, there is a law which encourages people, at least for newborns, that if a baby is abandoned, you're supposed to take the baby to, I gather, a firehouse or a police station or someplace like that.
Yeah, that's the safe harbor law, which is a good law. I mean, you have until the baby's 5 days old from the day it's born to take the baby to a fire station and not face any questions. This baby was 5 months old, and at that point, the Administration for Children's Services has to be called.
Well, how would you describe the way this story has been covered in New York over the past few days?
Oh, it's been a roller coaster ride, I'd say. At first, everybody wanted to talk to the hero, the cab driver who saved the baby. When people found out the cab driver had misled authorities, they were pretty angry. The cab driver talked to us, the Daily News, yesterday, and said he really felt like he was doing the right thing, that he was afraid the baby would end up freezing out in the cold somewhere because the father, a construction worker who needed to work during the day, just couldn't handle her.
Let's just keep track of where everybody is in this story right now. First of all, Mr. Salima.
He's already been charged and arraigned on filing a false police report and other charges, so he's free now.
The baby's father, the 27-year-old man?
He is on the lam. Nobody knows where he is.
And the baby's mother, the 14-year-old girl?
Yeah, the 14-year-old girl is actually in custody of the city as a child with Children's Services.
And Daniela, the baby.
Daniela, the baby, is also with Children's Services, and we're hearing that there are already calls coming in, people who want to adopt her.
I bet. Tina Moore, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Tina Moore, police reporter for the New York Daily News.